Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. Today, our guest is the one, the only, John Brubaker, a.k.a. Coach Brew. He's an award-winning author of 12 books on leadership performance. He's a professional speaker, executive coach, and podcast host. And we're going to talk about the fact he's also going to be a retailer shortly, or is as we speak. But most importantly, as he likes to say, he's a father and husband. Coach Brew, welcome to the show.
I'll have you folks know that only one out of those 12 books can you color in.
Well, that's good to know. That's good.
Great to be here, David.
No, thanks for joining us. You know, we had you back on when you had your last book, Stadium Status. Tell me a little bit about how that went, how it's gone, what you've been able to do with it, and then we'll get into the new book and what's going on with you today.
Yeah, Stadium Status has kind of taken on a life of its own. It's become a brand within my brand. That's been my best-selling book of the 12, to the point where there's been a lot of, you know, my readers beating down the door, harassing me. I mean that in the best way possible. You know, when are you going to release a sequel? They don't want, like, a different book. They want a sequel to it, you know, kind of more similar content. So that has been my... It's been my Corona Chronicles, so to speak. During the quarantine, I have been writing the sequel. It is about finished, and we're taking pre-orders. And I, you know, left it to my readers to decide what to name it, and they decided to name it Beyond Stadium Status.
Very creative for your listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's very good. So when you were talking about the previous book, and again, Stadium Status was the previous book, and again, we're talking to John Brubaker, Coach Brew, you know, tell me a little bit about what people have been able to succeed by using the information in the book. Tell me a little bit about the successes that you've seen, because I think it's important. You know, people buy books because, you know, they want to learn something, even if it's one little nugget they take away. And today, books, as you know, are still getting a lot of use. But why would somebody still go out and get it? What is that? What has been the wins that you've seen?
Well, the wins that I've seen, it's people who have hit, they're doing well, but they've hit like a ceiling of success. They've kind of plateaued. And, you know, business as usual, if you're doing the same thing everyone else is, you're going to get the same results everyone else does. So what I've been able to share with people is simply strategies to move from selling a product or service to really delivering a mind-blowing customer experience. And doing so, you know, the stadium is a metaphor for that, because if you can learn to play kind of at the level where athletes and entertainers play, you know, it's all about the experience. And that's really what customers or clients want today is, and especially the younger generation, they value experiences over things. And that's, you know, outside-of-the-box strategies, some of which probably border on guerrilla marketing, but really it's tapping into creativity and being willing to go where other people won't and do things other people won't. And, you know, everyone, you know, Stadium Status is like when you're a brand that is big enough that you can fill a stadium. And I think that's really not just what entertainers want, that's what we all want. You know, every performer, whether you're an entrepreneur, an athlete, or an entertainer, you know, wants to have the largest audience, to sell out the biggest venue, so to speak. But we all start with an audience of one, and we have to grow it organically from there.
Do you have one client example that you could provide of how somebody took, you know, a piece of the nugget that's inside and really was able to show a huge difference? Because I, you know, I always love to say, hey, there's examples out there that people can look at and see and realize even I can do it if I'm a small business or large business or, you know, entrepreneur, because we're all sizes.
Absolutely. You know, probably the best example of a really coachable person is one of my readers who also belongs to my membership community. His name's Tyler Brandt. And when he came across my books, he was transitioning out of a career as a highly successful championship-level college wrestling coach. And he and his wife relocated for her job. He needed to start to do something different and has used stadium status as kind of a roadmap to build a coach's effectiveness program. So he, you know, he's still coaching. He's coaching coaches now instead of coaching student athletes. And he's teaching them to be more effective. And the way he's really brought his message to the market has simply been using stadium status as a blueprint or a roadmap. And one of the things that I teach that he's embraced is really the whole concept of, you know, today more than ever, analog trumps digital. I hope I didn't trigger any of your listeners because I said trumps, but the whole concept of analog really trumps digital because there's so much clutter in the digital marketing space. You know, I love to give the example of like your email inbox versus the actual your actual inbox, that mailbox down at the end of your driveway. You know, as your email inbox gets more and more cluttered, things that arrive, you know, old school, Pony Express, Postal Service, physical pieces of mail stand out more and more because that inbox is getting smaller and smaller. So how can you take some of these analog strategies, whether it's direct mail, handwritten notes, you know, having a personal touch and reaching people in an age of digital distraction where, you know, no one has any attention span anymore. And that's something he's really embraced and done a great job with, you know, right out of the gates. He started in Iowa. His home base is Des Moines, Iowa, and he's expanded into multiple states. And in short order has built, you know, a multi-six-figure business each year. For the last 4 years, his income has doubled. And it's, I couldn't be more proud of him because he's creating a much better future for his family and paying for his kids' tuition at college in a way that never could on an educator's salary, certainly not as a, on a coach's salary. So been a great career transition for him, and it's nice to see coaches are coachable.
It is nice to see coaches are coachable. You know, and you know, to that end, while I had a different question, that brought up a question that I think maybe the audience would be interested in. What have you learned that you're taking from book number one to take to book number two in terms of, hey, coaches being coachable?
Well, what I've learned is that, speaking of attention span, you know, people want bite-sized pieces of content. And we were joking before we jumped on air, like, you need to be able to say your message on a T-shirt. That's how short people's attention spans are. So really, what you saw is a shift in my writing to smaller, shorter chapters, just more digestible, quickly actionable pieces of information. And, you know, it's the kind of book where you could pick it up one day, you know, read a few pages, you know, 3-4 pages, and that's a chapter. And then, you know, put it down a week later, pick it up, and just flip to any chapter. Doesn't necessarily need to be sequential. And, you know, whatever sparks your interest, read that. And to be able to go apply that skill or that strategy as soon as you put the book down. And, you know, I think it speaks to, you know, the human attention span today, but also what do people really buy? They're not buying a book. They're buying results. You need to be able to help them get from where they are, where they want to be.
There's no question that today people have a, I guess, a shorter tolerance for listening and even taking the time to do so. And I think the digital age, no question, with the challenge of so much coming at you. You know, I think I've had this conversation many times where leaders say, you know, we're just getting so much information. We get it from email. We get it from texting. We get it from a phone call. We then get it from social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat. Then we get it from IMing and intranets that are inside the systems that we have today. And then we have our own, Monday.com, and then we have Salesforce.com, and we have just all these platforms that provide us alerts and notifications and, just blast us all day, and suddenly you can have within a 5-minute span 50 things hit you rather than, maybe that one thing that really matters and you have to process it. I think that is a real challenge for leaders today. And tell me what your take is on how to really manage and challenge that influx of communication that, while all great, is just overwhelming.
I think I just had an anxiety attack listening to all those examples. Because it really speaks to just the information overload that we're on. And if instead of thinking of it as different pieces of information, really what that also is those are all different brand impressions competing for your attention. So we're really day trading little bits and pieces of people's attention all day, every day. It's particularly in the digital space. And that can be stressful because people don't know what to prioritize. The example I'd love to give, David, and this is actually an analog example, but it speaks to that information overload. If you've ever been to the circus back in the day.
I used to love the circus. I used to go to Ringling and Brothers.
Yeah.
Bonner and Barber's. I used to go every year. It was amazing. I used to love that. Love it.
So you remember the lion tamer.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
In the center circle. In the
Absolutely.
Circus, right? So what did he have? He had a whip in one hand.
And a chair
and
in the other.
What did he have in the other hand?
A chair, usually, right?
A chair. And you know why the lion sat still, maintained his attention, didn't attack? It wasn't because of the whip. Is because he was looking at the four legs of the chair, and he was outnumbered. He didn't know which one to prioritize and go after, so he froze. That was his fight or flight response, his fight, flight, or freeze. So in that case, he froze because he's thinking, oh, crap, I'm outnumbered. I don't know what to do. I say that because I think it's a great metaphor with what's happening to us today. And if you're not driving and you're listening to this, take a look at how many windows you have open on your internet browser right now. I guarantee it's more than one, probably at least four. And we're bouncing between different tasks and projects. And every time we do that, we stress ourselves out and it causes an inability to focus. And I think the more we can kind of, get back to monotasking and less is more, the better off we'll all really be. And that's something I've learned the hard way in the past year. I've been dealing with, 2019 was a rough year for me, David, and I think you know that. Dealing just with anxiety and some physical illnesses that really led to depression. And a lot of it started with simply having a feeling of overload. And a lot of it's self-inflicted. I had to learn some strategies to ratchet that back and avoid it. But one thing I've learned in process is I'm certainly not alone in that department. There are a lot of people that feel that way. And it's been a good reminder that, really we're our own most important client. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we're no good to the people we lead.
Well, there's no question that that is real life, and that's the part that doesn't get spoken about probably enough, to be honest. You've been in the sports world and the in that world where you just don't talk about that very much.
Yep.
And CEOs don't talk about that very much, and leaders are afraid to have that weakness, have that moment of shaving cream. Right. And and it is a moment of reflection and pause. And so I'm going to come back to that as we take a break, and then we'll start off there when we return. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. And we'll be right back. In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Are you looking to hire? Stop wasting time. Jobs in ME.com has been matching Maine employers to job seekers since 1999. Job postings start at only $159 with their Quick Post product. Your employment ad can be distributed to over 75 job boards for maximum exposure. When it comes to recruiting locally, you can count on Jobs in ME to connect you with qualified candidates in this area. Visit jobsinme.com. That's jobsinme.com today. Stop searching and start hiring locally.
At 154 years old, Verrill Dana has an illustrious history and more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill Dana serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill Dana, one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact them today at verrilldana.com.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. We started Untuckit because we couldn't find shirts that look good untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt so guys can look sharp and feel casual. Untuckit shirts fall at just the right length. We have 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can look great in Untuckit shirts. Try the original Untuckit shirt at one of our 55 Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com.
Use the promo code FALL for 20% off your first purchase.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay long sleeve tees are just $29.99 each when you buy two or more.
And we're back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. Today, our guest is John Brubaker, or Coach Brew, as we like to call him. And we're talking about, well, we're talking about a book that's upcoming. It's in pre-order called Beyond Stadium Status. By the way, if you didn't get his last book, Stadium Status, we recommend you buy that first so that you'll be understanding what Beyond Stadium Status is all about. Actually, it's a good question, John. Does somebody have to read the first to understand the second? Is it a sequel?
Absolutely not. And I think if your business has been impacted by, the shutdown, it's a great time to read the second one first, because, you know, what do you do when, with social distancing, what do you do when you're not even allowed in the stadium right now? You know, you have to find new creative ways to reach your audience. I'm sure people are seeing a lot of that with, you know, musicians doing virtual concerts, virtual meet and greets on their social media streams and their websites. You know, they've been just impacted so much with the inability to tour. See, a lot of Beyond Stadium Status is really how you reinvent yourself.
So it's in pre-order. When do you anticipate it coming on market?
It should be available August 1.
So, Perfect.
So, yeah, I want to make sure it's had a fine tooth. It's gone through the filters and editors and taken a fine tooth comb to it. And I'm really being kind of deliberate and methodical with it. People are pre-ordering. What I'm doing is everyone who pre-orders gets kind of a behind the scenes sneak peek at, you know, really the whole writing process and the book cover designs that didn't make the cut, sort of the editorial process, how I write, when, where I do my writing, what the cover was based on, but also people who pre-order. We're doing a fun contest. Last book with Stadium Status, I gave away an all-inclusive vacation to a five-star resort. So how do you top that with the next one, David?
I believe you have some golden tickets and silver tickets and bronze tickets for these.
Yeah, you could win an autographed vintage air guitar. That's the grand prize for people who pre-order. There'll be one golden ticket in one of the books, and you could win an autographed vintage air guitar.
Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, that was a dramatic pause to pique curiosity. So the backstory behind it was my dad saw a guy back in the day in the audience playing this amazing air guitar at a Cheap Trick concert in 1975. He was so awestruck by it, he traded the dude a six-pack of PBR Pounders for it. I inherited this wonderful collector's item in 2002 when my father passed away. I've brought it to more concerts than I can recall over the last 20 years. I always get a lot of compliments on it, and I want to share that with somebody. But it's got to be the right person, you know. First of all, this instrument's a chick magnet, especially women who like the band Slayer, Motley Crue, or Poison. You know, those that tends to be the audience for it. But really, I have to give it away because my wife is sick of me playing the air guitar. So one of a kind prize, still in mint condition. And it comes with a custom waterproof guitar case.
Well, you know what? That's worth it right there. But, you know, to be honest with you, because I've seen this, I like the silver ticket. Because the silver ticket reminds me so much of my Ute. Remember? Ute? Right? My cousin Vinny?
Utes.
Yes. I love that movie.
So the silver ticket is a rotary phone. I think people could really put that to good use today.
Well, you know,
it's a collector's item.
It is.
That's going to be in a museum someday.
You know,
you could own that.
I got to tell you, one of the funny parts of that, quick story, I was at a car show in Boston last year called the World of Wheels. And I walked up and there was literally a car which looked just like your vintage rotary phone. And there was a father and a son next to me, and the father goes, "Oh, my God, that's so cool." And the son, right on cue, went, "What's that, Dad?" And he goes, "It's a phone."
That's awesome.
And the child, probably 9, 10 years old, looks at him and goes, "No, it's not," and walked off.
Beautiful. I can't fit that in my pocket. Look up the internet or play music.
It was beautiful. The father just looked at me, shook his head, walked off, and I, of course, couldn't stop laughing for about 5 minutes. Yep. But it was just a vintage moment, right? It's just a vintage moment. Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. It's beautiful. So, yeah.
About this, the air guitar, the silver ticket, which is a rotary phone. And we can't forget about the bronze ticket, which is a collector's item as well in its own right. It's a $50 gift card. The Blockbuster Video.
That is vintage.
So we joke about this, but what really happens is whoever wins has each of these tickets, whoever has these, will in fact get those items, but they're also going to get a bunch of other special prizes that will be a total surprise.
That's awesome.
So you think you're getting an air guitar, but when you open up that package, it will be a guitar case, but it'll be filled with more than just air.
No, I think that's awesome. Very clever marketing, by the way. I think it was very clever. When I first saw it on the site, I did chucker to myself. I went, "Oh boy, that's a goodie." By the way, I do want to mention your site is beyondstadiumstatus.com. Beyondstadiumstatus.com. I'll repeat it one more time. Beyondstadiumstatus.com. You can get pre-order for John Brubaker, Coach Brew's new book, the name of the book, Beyond Stadium Status. John, I do know, as we've talked about it, because I think it's important, you're not selling this on Amazon, Walmart, Target, or any of the clearinghouses. They can only get it on that site. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. It has been banned from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, Target, Hudson Bookstores in the airport. It's been banned from all of them.
Now we have to ask why.
Because I banned it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Where do we go with there? There's nowhere to go with that statement.
Yeah, and the reason I banned it is, and I think this, there's, you know, I think there's a lesson in here for a lot of business owners, and it's because why would you send your customers that you love to a third party, to a retailer, in my case, who won't treat them nearly as well as I will?
It's a great question.
And furthermore, it doesn't give you, let's say you do sell things through, you know, like whatever your version of a retail bookstore is, or an Amazon or Walmart, you never receive that customer's name, address, email, phone number. They're just a nameless, faceless person because you're selling to, you know, a big box retailer or, you know, an online behemoth like an Amazon. They keep all that data. And I'm not suggesting, like, you want to accumulate your customers' data for, you know, nefarious purposes or to sell it. But what I am suggesting is that you can have a direct personal relationship with them where you send them a thank you card. You can make them aware of whatever new product you have that's going to launch after that, after their purchase. And you can continue to add value to their life. So that's why I've taken a very different approach with this book. Because really, we're not in the book business. We're not, you know, in the retail business. We're in the relationship business, in my opinion.
You know, it's interesting. We left the last part of the last segment talking about the challenges that CEOs face and entrepreneurs face that are out there, and the untold story of how people, you know, deal with the stress in their lives. As you've been writing this book and obviously going through the last COVID situation and social distancing and being at home and finalizing it, has it put a different perspective for you as to some of the ways you've looked at things maybe before and today?
It's not just in the writing of the book. It's just the journey I've been on for the past year. You know, mentioned last segment, just dealing with bouts of anxiety. I had several physical illnesses, which really turned out to be stress-induced. You know, I had this inexplicable stomach pain, which I had been to a number of specialists. They couldn't diagnose it as anything. There's no formal diagnosis other than you're having debilitating stomach pain, but we don't see anything. Furthermore, you know, I got these debilitating headaches after that, and then I had a herniated disc in my neck that, you know, really kind of all that sidelined me. And as it sidelined me well before this quarantine, it really started to affect my mindset. So in addition to just trying to, you know, take my own advice, I started to dig into, you know, is this normal? Because I felt like I felt all alone. I felt like, oh, hey, it's just me. And the reality of it is entrepreneurs, small business owners are 50% more likely to have a mental health condition. And they're twice, founders of companies are twice as likely to suffer from depression. And that's a research study done by Dr. Michael Friedman, published in a publication called TechCrunch, techcrunch.com. But there's a real psychological price that entrepreneurs can pay if we're not careful. Really any leader, you know, of any organization. And that's why I say, you know, we've got to be our own, you know, most important. You are your own most important client. And you're also your brother's keeper. You know, I know a lot of HR people are probably tuned in right now. You're the keepers of the culture. And, you know, you're your brother's keeper in your office. And just, we want to strive to be the kind of leader or colleague that really lifts the chin up of our teammates. And, you know, when you help other people, you're actually helping yourself, which is probably the biggest thing I learned through all this. The ability to help other people helps you.
Well, you know, again, we're talking with John Brubaker, Coach Brew. We're talking about his new book, Beyond Stadium Status. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. And, of course, this is Educational HR Radio, and I'm your host, David Chulo. You know, one of the things, John, that you mention in your on your website, again, beyondstadiumstatus.com, is you talk about the fact that this is, your word, ninja-type tactics. And that's being, obviously, very... savvy and being very quick to move. Talk a little about the traditional marketing methods, social media, ninja tactics, and flavor of the month gimmicks that you don't approve, and what you really think should be the go forward now, today.
Yeah, it's interesting. Earlier this year, there was a, what's the phrase I want to use? An Instagram, air quotes, influencer, who had millions of followers, and she decided, because she has millions of followers, she would launch an apparel brand, and she wanted to launch her own merch. So she announces this on, of course, Instagram, her social media feed, and, you know, sent out a couple posts. She had spent thousands of dollars to have models flown in to where she lived, a professional photographer and videographer for this photo shoot. And I mean, she spent thousands of dollars between the product, the models, and the photographer. And she had to, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, send an updated Instagram post that she'd be unable to fulfill the orders until she got a total of 24 orders, because the company she used has print minimums. They can't print under 24. So let's think about that for a minute, because that's the flavor of the month, quote, ninja tactic with social media, is find an Instagram influencer. Well, here's someone with a platform of millions of, quote, followers, and she couldn't sell 24 T-shirts. What are you really influencing at that point? So I think a lot of what we're seeing, these ninja tactics and flavor of the month gimmicks and all these different platforms, is really just optics and followers and likes and retweets and, you know, Instagram fans don't necessarily translate to customers, because you don't have a real relationship with those people. They see a picture of your food, a cat video, you know, whatever it is you're posting, and it's just in their feed. There's no personal human connection between the two of you. So that's sort of the unique lens I view things through, is there's a different, better way. And some people might call me old school. I prefer to think of it as really just being effective.
Vintage.
Because everyone's looking for a shortcut, and the shortcut doesn't exist. The online shortcut.
Well, John, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about that when we return. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Are you looking to hire? Stop wasting time. JobsInME.com has been matching Maine employers to job seekers since 1999. Job postings start at only $159 with their Quick Post product. Your employment ad can be distributed to over 75 job boards for maximum exposure. When it comes to recruiting locally, you can count on JobsInME to connect you with qualified candidates in this area. Visit JobsInME.com. That's JobsInME.com today. Stop searching and start hiring locally.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference.
Imagine
hiding from your screeching children in that spacious walk-in closet, watching the neighbor's dog poop on the freshly sodded grass you negotiated during closing, dropping your cell phone in the toilet of the spa-like five-piece bathroom again. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. Today, our guest, we're halfway through the show, it's John Brubaker. The name of his new book that's coming out is Beyond Stadium Status. Coach Brew, I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
It's great to be here. Always a pleasure.
You know, we talked about it in the last segment, a little bit about the fact that the flavor of the months, the Instagrams, the Facebook and all that stuff, those followers are not necessarily connected to you as much as you think they are. Give a flavor or a taste of something from this book that people can sink their teeth into and say, yes, I want to learn more about that.
So this is a very counterintuitive strategy, piggybacking off of our conversation we just had last segment about the failed Instagram influencer. Well, at about the same time, this young lady was trying to launch her fabulous T-shirt business on Instagram and failed miserably. There was a gentleman who owned an ice cream truck in Southern California. I'm trying to remember his name. This is such a funny story. You're going to love this. So this guy, because he's like right on the beach with his ice cream truck, Joe Nicky is his name. He has a lot of Instagram models and, quote, influencers offer, hey, if you give me a free ice cream cone, I'll post a photo of myself eating it and tag, you know, your website, your location, and you'll get a ton of customers beating a path to your ice cream truck. And he got so sick of all these freeloaders trying to get something for nothing that he posted a sign on the side of his food truck, influencers pay double.
And love that.
He literally was going to charge. He's like, I'll never give you, on the sign it read, I'll never give you a free ice cream in exchange for a post. Posted it on his social media with hashtag influencers are gross. And this story went viral. And he's been covered. I wrote about it. I tried to interview him. He was inundated with requests, and he wasn't available. But you know, every major media outlet, radio, TV, you know, electronic media, has written about this because he's the anti-influencer influencer, as he calls himself. His business doubled as a result of taking the stance influencers pay double. And it wasn't because influencers were paying double. They were leaving him alone, but he just drew a crowd of like-minded people who are like, you know what? We're sick of that too. And they're not really influencing anything. And, you know, let the food speak for itself. Word of mouth is really the lesson in that whole story. Is his brand has grown because of word of mouth. And I think that's, you know, a great example of the most powerful form of marketing is do great work. And the results will speak for themselves because people will... It'll be remarkable. When I say remarkable, I literally mean people remark how wonderful it is.
You know, you made a good point, which is people really do, still today, go to where the results are. Not what we will call the faux results, but the actual results. They're looking for real, simple, smart, tactical things that make a difference that aren't gimmicks. And it's still today the right way to do it. Because, by the way, I know you know this, and I know it as well, that's never changed. That really is not new. What's new is this. What's new is old. The old adage. What's new is simply what's old is new again. Right from this standpoint.
Absolutely.
And the reality is that smart is still smart. And this there may be different ways of getting that communication out. But to my point, which goes back a couple segments, when you have 7 different channels that you're going to get your information from, you can't watch all 7 at the same time. Oh, sure, you can pop up at your phone in rapid fire, but you are only going to digest 1. Period. Humans haven't changed that much, and we can only digest so much information at one time. I know we think we can digest. You know, I tell the story when I do obviously training and stuff. I say, you know, I remember when I walked into the bedroom and my son was in there and. I walk in and he's got his iPod, his computer, his radio on, the TV's going, he's got his someone on the phone, and he's got all this stimulus going, right? This was really, you know, and I say, what you doing? He goes, nothing. And I look at him,
keep track of it all.
And I just look at him, I go, oh, all righty then. And I walk out and I think to myself, that's the problem today. 7 different stimulus is coming at him, and in his mind, that's nothing. He's not fully engaged in anything. And you have people today who are simply getting stimulus from every direction and then not absorbing and getting really in-depth in it. And that's why you're talking about that shutting off that stimulus, going back to, as you call it, analog model, which is really just get something and attention to detail and hold it.
And I think it affects your mental health. It affects your anxiety level, your satisfaction with your work when all you're doing are chasing likes and retweets and shares. And then you're comparing, you know, what you... Let's say you're a business owner. You're comparing that post, you know, your marketing to your competitors or just other brands in your community. And, oh, they got 100 more likes or, you know, they got 50 more fans on their Facebook page than me. And comparison's a thief of joy. It'll steal your sanity. It'll steal your satisfaction with what you're doing. And you're really kind of chasing something that you're never going to catch, because that's, you know, all these other brands, that's not your real competition. Your competition is you being better today than you were yesterday.
You're exactly
right. It has nothing to do with likes and shares and retweets. And, you know, that's what scares me about the younger generation is they don't know any different. They are digital natives, and it really is affecting their mental health.
You know, as before we go to break, I just thought I'd throw it out there. How's Quincy? Obviously, someone far more famous than you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've written 12 books, and my dog is the one who graces the cover of magazines. He is Quincy's my 4-year-old black lab. He's a supermodel, and he's a canine influencer of sorts. He needs a better agent, David. That's the bottom line. I haven't gotten him any gigs recently. And he will tell you he's grossly underpaid.
Well, you know, it's bacon, bacon, bacon. Probably would solve that problem, just so you know. I know he was on the cover of what, catalogs for Orvis and Eddie Bauer or something, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. And that is reflected in his ego.
And his appetite, too, I'm assuming?
Oh, he's a lab, so he can't get enough food.
Yeah, ever. Ever. Well, we're going to be right back. And what I want to talk about, of course, as we wrap up the show, is your new retail endeavor, because I'm a big fan, and we'll talk about when we get back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, a News Talk 1450. WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Are you looking to hire? Stop wasting time. Jobs in ME.com has been matching Maine employers to job seekers since 1999. Job postings start at only $159 with their Quick Post product. Your employment ad can be distributed to over 75 job boards for maximum exposure. When it comes to recruiting locally, you can count on Jobs in ME to connect you with qualified candidates in this area. Visit jobsinme.com. That's jobsinme.com today. Stop searching and start hiring locally.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. We're talking with Coach Brew, John Brubaker. We've been talking about his new book, Beyond Stadium Status, and you can go to beyondstadiumstatus.com right now and pre-order the book. By the way, that's the only place you can go to get his book. And you can even win amazing prizes. You got golden ticket, silver ticket, bronze ticket. They're not what you think, but you could get some amazing stuff. John, very clever marketing. I want to give you credit where credit's due. But you know what we're talking about next, as we wrap up here, about 5 minutes left to the show, is your retail endeavor, a new product. You put out some retail clothing, some T-shirts, some hats, some other things, and it is a wonderful cause, wonderful program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm not using Instagram influencers to market it either. I launched this brand in May because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The name of the brand is called Chin Up, Chest Out. And it's really more than just an acronym, C-U-C-O. It's a mindset, you know. We had talked earlier in the show about, you know, people struggling with depression and anxiety and just mental health issues today. It's actually... in men over the age of 35, it's the number one killer, mental health issues. And yeah, I told you, I speak from a place of experience where depression really was a very real thing for me in 2019. And really, the name of the brand is simply my mantra, chin up, chest out. Like, whatever you're going through, it's temporary. And you need to carry yourself with confidence. Now, I've been kind of, for the last year and a half, trying to get clarity on the direction of where I wanted to take this, and simply watching a basketball game. I'll give you the short version. UCLA was playing Oregon for the conference championship. The game was going into overtime, and a kid for UCLA committed a turnover, threw the ball out of bounds, and as he saw him, his head, he hung his head, his shoulders slumped down, he hunched over, turned around to walk back on defense, and he was just moping. And all of a sudden, his teammate runs over to him, puts his hand under his chin, pushes his chest back up to give him more positive body language, give him a pat in the back, and the whole scenario took maybe a second or two. I'm looking at that, I'm like, that's chin up, chest out if I ever saw it right there, you know? And really the message is, you know, leadership isn't simply what you say, it's what you do and how you make people feel. And we need teammates like that in our lives. the silence, self-doubt, or anytime we feel discouraged. But we also need to be that teammate for other people. So that's why I wanted to bring the brand to life in a way where you can advertise that mantra to yourself. And I'm partnering with mental health organizations. Each quarter, percentage of sales is donated to a different mental health organization in the United States, nonprofit, just to be part of the solution. And as a reminder that, you know, self-care is incredibly important today.
I think it's a great cause, and you know, as I said, I've already made my first order for it, and looking forward to that coming in. And so where can people go and find the product? Where can people go and learn more about it?
Yeah, they can go right to the website, which is chinupchestout.store.
A lot of people didn't even know there was a .store
suffix on the interwebs.
No, they probably don't because we're so used to calm. But this is chinupchestout.store, and we will make sure that we link that on the HR Power Hour site as well. You know, I got to tell you, you have done a lot here in the last year for awareness. You've been out there talking about it. You know, I get your blasts that come out, and I got to tell you, you're doing really a great job, and I think you're making the awareness that needs to be made for people. Leaders, HR professionals, and entrepreneurs. And so kudos to you for making that happen. I can't wait to see your new book.
I appreciate that, David. You know, people think that, you know, if they're dealing with anxiety or depression, it's a sign of weakness. And they don't ask for help because they think that's a sign of weakness. Asking for help is actually a sign of strength, people.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And you're exactly correct. So as we wrap up the show today, I want to thank you, John, for being on the show. Coach Rue, always a pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you back soon.
You.
And I wish you the best with the store and also the best with the book sales.
You're the best, David. Appreciate you.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. And we'll be right back with the HR Tip of the Week. And now your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Richard Moon from Verrill. This week's Tip of the Week is you need to decide how you will respond to an employee's refusal to return to work. Here again, you need to have a process to deal with this type of action by an employee. First, obviously, as with all possible actions of discrimination, you want to treat similar situations the same way. But is there a reasonable reason for this refusal? Is there a rational fear? It could be rational if, in fact, they have a doctor's note that says they have a heightened risk of getting the coronavirus or some other illness. Do they have family responsibilities that they haven't told you about but you need to find out about? Do they have to use public transportation versus someone who can drive to work? The White House has issued guidance for vulnerable and poor population. You should consider that. Keep in mind the long-term interests of your workforce and your workforce needs. Don't have a knee-jerk reaction to what seems like an irresponsible response by the employee. Find out the facts.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.